You're listening to Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut, with your host, Leo Garrett.
Yeah.
It's about to go, down, right here on WTLC Talk Radio.
And you hear me now. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Jade? Yes, you can. Jade says she can hear me. Alrighty. We rocking and rolling. Can you hear me now? Yes. No. Yo, this is your boy Leo Garrett. I'm just going to start talking. You are rocking live with your boy. This is Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut. The boy is down in the dungeon. We're going to finish our conversation from last week. I think it was called, hold on, let me check, man. I don't want to give you guys wrong information, but I know it was called, what was it called? Man, brain having a brain fart right now. Nope, that's not it. It was called something to the fact of what if. Yeah, here you go. When the side chick or the side dude goes wrong. So basically, when you got a damn, when you out doing some dirt with the wrong person. And stuff go south, go haywire. How do you recover from that? So that's what we were talking about. And last week, I was telling you guys this story about this dude who accidentally picked up his wife's phone because they got the same phone, which. That is a violation of marriage code, marriage law right there. They have the same phone, but I'm just saying. Anyway, dude picks up his wife's phone and goes to work, and she calls him and say, hey, you got my phone. Could you bring it back? So, you know, I spoke about this in both my books. You know, if you get your partner's phone, don't go fishing because you might find something your ass just don't want to find. So, anywho, my man couldn't resist. He goes fishing through the phone. Lo and behold, he finds out that his wife is boning his best friend. How trifling is that? So, anywho, I talked about that all last week. So, he found out that his wife was boning his best friend, you know, cat that comes by the crib, hang out and all that. So, I was discussing, after we actually spent the whole show discussing that scenario, and you know, we actually try to catch up with the sister who's on the inside giving us the info and to see how they resolve that issue, and we haven't been able to get in contact with her, so we're just gonna wait that one out and see how that one played out. So anyway, I was at the end of the show last week, I was discussing the principle of the cheating. I mean, because there is principle in it, okay? There's a principle issue in it. If you catch your best friend screwing your partner, male or female, you got to get rid of two people. You got two people you got to get out your life at this point. Because I don't know, man. There's no going back after that. You know, and I was discussing the principles of it. And, you know, some people kind of agreed with me, some didn't. But, you know, the principle of the issue is this. if you caught your partner, which in this case the side booty, end up being your best friend, cat that comes hang out with you, drink a beer at your house, your kids probably call him uncle. I mean, that's just trifling. Or in the case of a female, you know, your best friend, your kids call her aunt, you know, she's tight with the family, come around for barbecues, and you find out she's doing your man. Okay? You got to get rid of both of them simply because of this. Okay? And I'm going to explain this real quick, and then we're going to jump, finish up into this, get back into this topic here. Basically, if you found out your partner was cheating with somebody you didn't know, you kind of work that out. You know, you can figure that one out. You can work that one out. You know, I'm just saying, you can work it out. Some people do, some people don't. But if it's somebody that's your friend, you can't work that out because you got to think, every time you see them, you're going to be thinking about your partner, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, boning your best friend. Okay, then, of course, you got to get rid of the boyfriend and the girlfriend because that just, I mean, that's beyond trifling right there. I mean, okay, it's one thing to cheat, okay? It's one thing to get busted cheating. It's another thing to get busted boning somebody that's been hanging out in your crib, hanging around your family, hanging around your kids. You know, your kids call them auntie, uncle, you know, all that kind of stuff. That hits below the cheating belt. You know what I'm saying? And I actually wrote about both that type of issue in both of my books. Oh, I need to plug myself in here at this point, right? Anyway, I'm the author of two books. One's called Relationship CPR, which is why the show is named after Relationship CPR. And the other one is called Marriage CPR. So, anywho, I speak about that. I speak, you know, my book is like short and sweet. You know, I mean, it's like 50, 48 pages. Anyway, I crammed a whole lot of relationship years into a book that you can read in about 35 minutes, okay? So, hey, buy my book. Check me out. RelationshipRules101.com. That's my website. So, anyway, I discuss those type of issues and all that good stuff. Now, that story from last week was from a female, from a guy's point of view where he has found out that his wife is boning his best friend. And I think that goes beyond the side chick going bad or the side dude going bad. So, anyway, if you're listening, hey, hit me up, 657-383-0097. Speak live with your boy and you know, throw us your input. If you got some crazy stories that you could tell us, that you could share, you know, everybody's out to learn something tonight. So if you got some crazy story or everybody knows a friend that has dealt with some crazy side piece that almost destroyed their whole relationship, everybody got a story. Everybody knows somebody. I mean, you ain't got to give names. You know, I'll go ahead on and give you guys the disclaimer, you know, if you want to call in. Or, you know, you can just come through the chat room anonymously. Okay, and my sweet engineer Jay will get your question directly to me. We can discuss it, and, you know, everybody can learn something from it. So everybody knows somebody. So you can either call or you can be anonymous. Actually, you can call and because a lot of my friends, when they do call, they're surprised that I don't know the phone number, and that's because I don't see your whole phone number. I only see, like, the last four. You know, Jay would only give me the last four, so I don't know if it's any of my friends or not unless I hear your voice. But, anywho, you can either call us or, you know, even when you call, you can be anonymous. You know, you don't have to give Jay your real name. You give us a fake name. We just want to hear the stories, man, so everybody can learn and probably get a good laugh out of it because everybody knows somebody that has done some dirt and the side piece just went damn haywire. So, like I said, you call us at 657-383-0097, and I may or may not take a commercial break, so you guys, you know, tune in, lock it in, because we're going to get in it. So, anyway, let me give you guys a side story of side chick going crazy. Okay, now, I have this like hard-head-ass friend, you know what I'm saying? You know, oh, I forgot to give y'all the disclaimer. So, you know, if you guys want to call in, you know, hit us up or hit us up in the chat room. So here's the disclaimer. okay? The stories are real. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. There you go. That's a disclaimer right there for tonight. So, you know, you got some nice, good story you can share with everyone. Like, you know, like when I did the show about me getting abused, I mean, that show just went totally where I wasn't even thinking when we did it. We had women calling in telling us about female friends or guys that were being abused by women, smacked on the head. One sister said she just watched this dude. She was dating to get pulverized right in front of her by his ex-wife. Like, wow, craziness. Who knew? But I guess we all learned something that night. So, anywho, let me give you guys this story. I got this crazy, crazy friend, right? I just cannot, you know what? When you have friends, real friends know everything about you, and real friends tell you the truth whether you want to hear it or not. But, you know, you always got some of those friends that are just damn hard-headed. I mean, like, everybody and their mama can see a disaster coming but them, okay? So, anywho, I got this friend that, you know, has this habit of boning, you know, folks he worked with. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then I got a couple other partners, you know, that have, you know, got in some real dirt and just some awful stuff. But, you know, we don't give names. So we take, you know, your homeboys and your friends, you know, everybody, you take it all to the grave, man. But, anywho, this is a story about a friend of mine that, oh, my God, I'm talking about a damn nightmare from Elm Street staff. And the thing is, before I even get into the story, I said, dude, that is a bad idea. But, you know, you got some friends, man, you just had to let them fall in the damn river. Just put the rope around the damn waist and pull their ass up when they barely, when they got that last breath left, okay? So this is a story of the side chick going haywire. And the bad thing about this, okay, and I'm going to tie this in because I wrote about this in my book now. So let me quote the book first before we get into this. In my book, both books, I write about cheating, okay? I write chapters about cheating. And the first rule of cheating, and, you know, hey, grown folks are going to do what they're going to do. I had some old lady at some book signing want to fuss with me because, you know, I wrote about cheating in the book, in a relationship book. And she's like, well, you know, I just don't think that's right and da-da-da. I said, look, lady, this is damn real world, okay? I mean, how many damn skeletons you got floating in your river, okay? She's there trying to judge me because I wrote a damn book. And then I had another lady tell me, well, if you wrote a book about stuff, then you must know about that kind of stuff. So I asked her, I said, well, let me ask you something. I said, you ever heard of Stephen King? Like, yeah, I said, well, he write a whole lot of demonic, evil-ass books. Do that mean he's evil and demonic? Crazy woman. Get to stepping. Okay, you're not buying that anyway. But anyway, dang, got me thinking about that old lady that pissed me off again. So what was I saying? Oh, I'll give y'all the book. That's what I wrote in the book. Okay, so first rule of cheating, always remember this. Okay, if you're going to get out there, man, have some sense, some common sense. Okay, first rule of cheating. Never cheat with anybody who don't have as much to lose as you do. And it's just like, it is just so dumb to see people fall for the okey-doke. Okay, let me translate that and make it more real for you. If you're married, you got a big crib, some nice ride, and a hot spouse. Okay? Now, you cheat for whatever reason you are. But if you are cheating with someone that's married, also like you, got a big crib, like you, got, you know, I don't know what their spouse look like, whatever, but they got the same things in common that you have. Guess what? Always realize in a cheating situation, it's going to end. I know y'all like to be in la-la land with y'all getting that good sex that you probably can't get at home and all this other shit. But always realize at some point it's going to end. And I'm going to tell you why it's going to end. okay? And everybody that has ever been in a relationship, you know, on the side, they figure this out at the last, at the end part. The relationship always going to end, whether it's 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Okay, hey, there are people out there that have had, that have been played that side role for that many years. The reason it's going to end is simple. Somebody always going to want something in the relationship that they know they can't damn have. That's the bottom line. Okay? You marry, they're married. Okay? It doesn't matter how good what y'all doing is doing. The bottom line is, if you're not leaving home and they're not leaving home, those are the rules of the game. And but somebody always get whipped up. Either the woman get whipped on the dick, or she get whipped on the tongue, get whipped on the love, or the dude get whipped. And somebody always asks for something they can't have. I can give you countless friends that I know of personally that, man, she told me she's going to leave her husband. Dude, her husband's a damn doctor, okay? You're a worker, okay? Dude, nobody's giving up the lifestyle, bro, for that, okay? I don't care how good you are in bed. Women, I don't care how good the head is, baby. If your cheese is not matching the other person's cheese and you can't maintain that lifestyle, nobody's leaving home. It just, and that's how it's going to end. Because someone always wants more than they can have, even when you put the rules on the table in the beginning. You tell a woman, hey, I'm married, you know, I'm happy, I'm semi-happy, whatever it is. Bottom line is, look, chick, I ain't leaving the crib. You know, women, because it ain't just the dudes. Y'all be out there getting y'all dirty in too. Okay, first of all, if your husband, like I say, if you're going to cheat with someone that got just as much to lose as you do, you look real dumb losing your house, your cars, your kids over some hood rat. Or ladies, over some thug dude who can't keep a job. Only thing he want to do is smoke weed and, you know, drink. Oh, yeah, but he packing. Well, see, last time I checked, you know, big dick don't pay bills, okay? Good head don't pay bills. So keep your priorities straight. If you can't do that, don't even go out there in the battlefield. Because you're going to run into somebody that you can't deal with, and then they're going to become a nightmare because you told them something that you couldn't hold up on your end of the bargain. Okay? So now, let me get a little sip real quick. Yep, that is on point right there. So now, I hope that little tidbit of info that I just gave out, man, I hope that helped somebody. Lord knows, people, stop doing dumb shit, okay? If you go, like I said, if you go cheat big, okay? Cheat with somebody that got just as much to lose as you do. You look real dumb losing all your stuff to some hood rat or some old thug dude. And the only thing you can stand in front of the judge and say, oh, well, the sex was good. Okay, and the judge going to say, give up 75% of your assets. See you. Okay, so use your brain out there, man. That's all I'm saying. I'm not condoning you cheating, but, hey, grown folks going to do what they're going to do. Just be smart about it. Okay, so now, here's a situation where the young lady, you know, my man, I don't know what he did to the chick or whatever, but she went straight full haywire. Now, the biggest thing is, A, the rules of the game are already tilted because the dude has more to lose than the female, okay? First, you got a big crib. Family, you got all this to lose, and the chick don't have no spouse. She's single. But she knows the rules of the game. She knows that he got to go home every night, okay? But what happens is, and this is another rule right here, if the other person does not have as much to lose as you do, you cannot, and this is that I never understood this, you cannot treat side booty like it's your main booty. You just can't. It's false anticipation. You're giving some false vibes. Even though the rules of the game are on the table. And this is where men and stupidity comes together at right here. Because a man will say some dumb shit like, well, she know I'm married. Well, she know I got somebody. Yes, she does. But when you pounding her out 4 or 5 times a damn week like a damn lunatic and you hanging out and kicking it and all this, those rules go out the window because you done put the old girl in fantasy land. Now she's starting to think she's number one because she's saying to herself, shit, if he's over here with me all the time, he can't be getting none giving it out at the house because he's over here. So guess what? Her emotions go sky high, or her brain turns off. So now, guess what you've created? You created yourself a stalker. Okay? So now, worst case scenario, she messes up your entire situation at your house. And in this case, that is exactly what happened. I said, okay. Now, and I'm going to tell y'all so. Your boy Leo, you know, I've been in the game for a long time, you know. I mean, I got like dog years in marriage where some of my friends are nowhere near me, you know what I'm saying? So anybody that folks that know me, I mean, genetically by nature, I'm like straight up wild child. So most folks, you know, most folks don't even know I'm married, and the folks that do know don't even believe I'm married. So that's just how wild my personality is. You know, if you know my whole family, then you'll be like, yeah, okay. But if you didn't know no one in my family, my kid, my wife, no, you would just be like, hell no, I ain't no way nobody, that wild dude right there, man. Anyway, trust me, I got dog years on people, okay? So, of course, when everybody get in trouble, Leo's the first person they call. How do I deal with this? How do I get out of there? How do I get out of this? You know, I done gave out countless hours of therapy and pulling my boys out the war zone, okay? I'm just saying, man. But even when you explain it, some of your friends are just damn hard-headed. So anyway, all hell breaks loose. Let's just put it like that. All hell breaks loose. You know the rules of the game, okay? You know the rules of the game, okay? You know, hey, I got to go home every night. You know, I got a wife, I got kids, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I have some of them hard-headed friends. You cannot treat. I mean, there's no disrespect to anybody because, hey, if you the side piece, you the side piece, you know the rules of the game, okay? Because there are some women out here that want to be side pieces because they don't want to be bothered with your ass the rest of the time. They just want you to come through, handle the business, and, all right, I'll see you in a couple of days or whatever arrangements you got. But there's always those few. Males and females that are the side pieces that when you, and I'll tell you the trigger point for these people, when you run into these people, this is the trigger point right here that crosses over, let me put this the right way, that kills their brain cells that know what the rules are and pump up their emotional attachment to your ass. When you start off and you say, okay, you know, we doing this, you the side piece and all that. Okay, that's acceptable because everybody's grown. This is grown folks' game. This is a grown folks' decision. So you good with that. Okay, we going to do this. Because some women, they don't want to go through dealing with all these egghead dudes out here and listen to all their bullshit and going through all these games. So there are women out here that they find that one good dude that they think they, you know, they compatible with, they're like, okay, cool. I can play the side role. I didn't need you to come through, two or three times a week, break me off, and I holler at you when I holler at you, or I call you when I need you. Those are the rules. We know that. I know you got to go home. That works out for me because I don't want to be bothered with you anyway. Okay? Not like that. So that's the rules of the game. But here is the turning point. When you, who has way more to lose than the other person, start treating the side person, side booty, like they're the number one booty. That's a game changer right there. That is a game changer. Women, if you got a little, you know, your little thug dude, you know, all y'all ladies always be talking that shit. You know, I need somebody and they can lay the pipe right. And he can lay the pipe, but hell, he can't take you to damn Waffle House. And, you know, women, they got those dudes out there. But when you, your arrangement are, okay, we're going to do this twice a week. But then you start calling the dude three, four times a week. You upgrading his status and not even knowing it. Okay? Then you start letting the dude drive your car. Then you start buying him clothes. You done changed the game. Because now you done made this dude think that he your man now. Because now you, quote unquote, taking care of him. Okay? Listen. I mean, hey, grown folks gonna do what grown folks gonna do. The boy Leo just here to try to, you know, help y'all out a little bit, okay? When you start treating this dude like he the king, and then the problem comes when you try to withdraw, okay? Same with the women. When you treat the side chick like she number one, you over there three, four times a week, you know, now the kids know your first name, you know, the family know your name, everybody know you, okay? She's going to start thinking in her mind, well, hell, if he's over here three, four times a week and I'm giving it to him twice every time he come here, he can't have nothing left to give his wife when he gets home or to give his girlfriend when he get home because I'm draining him. And he keeps coming back. You just upgraded her status without telling her. So now, when the time comes for you to start withdrawing, okay, because eventually they start asking for what they can't have. You know, with the female, you know, she's starting to feel like your wife because you're over there all the time. You know, you slamming her three, four, five times a week, okay? You getting the ground and pound in. You know, y'all not having sex like she's side booty no more. Now you making love like she the wife. You know, you done upgraded that status. But then the same dude gets mad when the person gets attached. Okay? The same chick who done upgraded the dude's status, now she gets mad when he gets attached. Because now he done went from hitting it once a week to twice a week to four times a week, to now you want to take him around your girlfriend, you know, you want him to spend the night. You upgraded his status without even knowing. So now you want to take it all away now. Now you want to withdraw. Oh, well, you know, okay, the rules were on the table in the beginning, but now you have upgraded the situation and making the side piece feel like they the priority piece. So now you're like, okay, now you start to realize, oh, this shit done got too deep now. Now we're too far in. So now you want to withdraw because now you have met that person that you want to spend the rest of your life with or whatever, or you're trying to fix your stuff at home. You know, your girlfriend, your wife has got back on track. The husband got that extra prescription of Viagra, so he's trying to hit three times a week. So now you got the boyfriend hitting three, four times a week. Now the husband trying to start back hitting three times a week. You know, the coochie just getting wore out from all angles. So now you're trying to pull her back. You know, your dude, you know, you got the girlfriend on three, four times rotation a week. Now the wife, and, you know, she even got off her soapbox. So now she's trying to get back on the horse. She's trying to give you some 2, 3, 4 times a week. Now you're burning yourself out. So now what you got to do, you got to start withdrawing. You got to start pulling back. But realize that you yourself created the monster. But when it comes time to withdraw, you want to go back to the original rules of the game in the beginning. Well, hey, look, man. Look, baby. I just told you in the beginning that we just doing this, you know, passing time. Okay? We're just kicking it. No, there's no kicking it now. You've upgraded them. You smash it 4 times a week. You got dudes coming through 4 times a week. You got dudes spending the night. You got dudes driving your car. You got a damn garage door opener now. There ain't no side piece no more. But now, when it comes time to break up, because you met another man that on your level now, financially, intellectually, you know, asset wise, now you want to try something serious. So now you got to get rid of Mr. 9 inches now. You know what I'm saying? But you created this monster where now you trying to figure out how can I get rid of him without him acting a damn fool? How can I get rid of her without her acting a fool? Now you realize that, okay, I have more asset than this person. Now the real truth in the risk comes into play, because now that person you created has become a threat to your family, or they become a threat to you and this new future boyfriend you got. I'm just saying, man. Hey, man, y'all hit me up, 657-383-0097. Okay, because, I mean, I'm being logical with what I'm saying right now, and then I'm going to apply this to this story, and you guys can figure out how this played out. Okay, but right now I'm giving you the logic of you changing the rules of the game and upgrading the side piece to thinking they priority piece, but then when it comes time to withdraw from them, you want to go back to the original rules. No, that shit don't play out that easy. So now you created a monster that you've got to deal with in order to get away from them. And then at the same time, now you realize you jeopardized all of your assets. You know, your house, your partner, sometimes your job. I mean, come on, we all got those stories or heard those stories of coworkers boning, coworkers getting involved. Come on, I worked in a hospital for 10 years, okay? I've seen it all. Okay, I've seen it all, heard it all. And then when it comes time to damn try to break it off, hey, man, you emotionally attached now. You're not going to get rid of me that easy. Now you want to throw the original rules back on the table. Well, see, when the original rules was out, we was only supposed to be doing it once or twice a week. Now, hell, I'm spending the night. You cooking me dinner. I'm got a key to your house. I got lunch. Been on the table when you come from work. So what do you mean? Now I'm back to being just a regular side ass? Hell no, I'm about to act a fool. So how do you deal with it, man? You know what? I am going to take a quick break. Jake, find me something real nice and mellow to relax the audience. That's if I'm not talking to myself out there. And I know I'm competing with, what's that damn show, Empire? You know what, man? You can always TiVo Empire, and you can watch it on demand the next day. You know, you can't TiVo your boy Leo Garrett. So, you know, Empire is not going to save your life. I'm trying to help some folks out. You know what I'm saying? So, Jay, take me to a quick commercial. I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick. I will be back, and then we're going to apply those rules that I just told you guys about into these situations and see how that works out. This is your boy Leo Garrett. Relationship CTR. See y'all in a few minutes. Peace.
Why would you cheat on me?
Look, I know you're mad, but do you really want to know why? I have 1001 reasons.
Ladies, it's finally here. The book that tells you everything you need to know. 1001 Reasons I Cheated on You. Written by acclaimed author Robert Ford. Amazon rates it a perfect 5 out of 5 stars. It's an insightful look into the reasons why men stray straight from the source. This informative book will help women recognize the signs of infidelity and help men to keep their game tight. 1001 Reasons I Cheated on You. Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you looking to brand your business? Let WTLC Talk Radio market your business and product to help you get the exposure you need. For more information, call 415-496-5233. That's 415-496-5233. What are you waiting for? Get the exposure you deserve by allowing us to get your business information out to our listeners. Let us help you by advertising your business on WTLC Talk Radio. Call 415-496-5233. 5233 and have your commercial aired on WTLC Talk Radio, Baltimore's hottest online radio station.
Leo Garrett, man. I am trying to rock some knowledge right here, man. Hey, when the side piece goes wrong, okay? Now, I just explained the rules of the game and how some people get out here and they treat the side piece like the main piece, and then they want to pull the rug from up under their feet and they trying to get rid of them. And lo and behold, all hell breaks loose. So how do you deal with it? Okay. I did a show a while back called The Art of Breaking Up with Someone. I think I'm going to have to repeat that show one day somewhere in February. You know what? Maybe I should do it around Valentine's Day. The Art of Breaking Up with Somebody, okay? Because there's an art, the art form to doing it. Where you break up with someone, if you see them in public, you know, with a new partner, you with your new partner, they won't even act a fool on you. But there's an art to doing it. Maybe I will do that show again. So right now, we're trying to focus on keeping the side piece in line, because you guys out there create these monsters with these side pieces by treating them like they the main piece. So now let's get into my boy's story, okay? This shit was crazy. Okay, so anyway, my boy's like, you know, got a little side piece going, and lo and behold, break all the rules on the table. Okay, first start, you know, she starts off, she's side, you know, side piece. Know the rules of the game. Yo, I got to get home every night, blah, 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 blah. You know what it is. But no, he starts smashing 3, 4, 5 times a week, 2, 3 times a swap. Come on, man. You know, red flags everywhere. I'm all in his ear. 3 of our other boys all in their ear. Dude, what are you doing? You're doing this backwards, okay? Nope, can't tell him that he's damn. You know, you got some friends that just, they so damn hard-headed that you just want to blind them sometimes, just smack the piss out of them, okay? So, what the hell? These are my boys right here. They always texting me. They always text me, and you know what I'm saying? They'll text me. but they won't, like, call into the show or go in the chat room, so they'll text me. So anyway, all goes haywire. Not only is he smashing that much, but they work within 2 miles from each other, which makes it worse. Because now they're going home for lunch smashing, getting off work going home smashing. It's outrageous. And we're like, dude, what's wrong with you? Okay? You know, so everybody can find an excuse why they doing dirt. So, you know what I'm saying? So we just say, all right, everybody get the rope tied around your waist. But at some point, we're going to have to pull his ass in. So that's what we did. We all just sat back and waited. We got the rope tied around our waist because we know it's coming. Okay, because everybody can see it, and he's going full damn steam. So anyway, time came. He trying to work stuff out, you know, get back on track at the house. And lo and behold, side piece ain't having it, okay? Side piece not having it. She straight up, A, called my man job. B, showed up at his job not once, not twice, but a few times. And the bad thing is that everybody on the job knows his wife, okay? There's nothing worse. Now, this is just Leo's opinion right here. But I know a lot of married guys would feel this way. There's nothing worse than somebody else knowing things about you that's going on, and they can hold that shit over your wife's head or your man's head. That's just like if you at work being a hoe, and everybody at work know you're a hoe, whether you're a man or a female, male or female. Everybody at work know you're a hoe. They done seen your boyfriends, your girlfriends, and then your wife comes up there and comes to your job. You know how the wives do a boyfriend. They're coming to your job twice a damn year to the Christmas party or whatever, you know, go to lunch with you and all that. And everybody looking at them, snickering behind their back like, you're damn, your man ain't nothing but a hoe. Your wife ain't nothing but a hoe. Half the office done boned her. And you up in here cheesing and all that. Dude, there's nothing worse than that. And that's just the way I feel. If you're going to do dirt, don't do dirt where you work at or where you live at. That's just stupid, okay? Because you don't want your neighbor, you know, you backing out the driveway and your neighbor seeing your girlfriend pulling into the driveway when your wife leaves. I mean, come on, have some self-respect out there, y'all. But I'm just saying, folks still do the shit. They just do it dumb, ass backwards. So anyway, the chick calls my man. You know, she's showing up at the job, you know, calls his boss. But the ultimate get back, call my man's wife. Now, this is where it all hit the fan. But see, if you bone somebody once or twice, you can get out of that. I'm just saying. I don't know about the ladies, because brothers kind of take their shit a little bit more harsh than women do. I don't know. It's almost like women are almost, it's almost like you expect your man to be cheating, but you just don't want to hear about him getting caught. Because a lot of times when women, they catch the man cheating or whatever, you know, they be pissed off and all that. But sometimes their emotions is like, you know, I don't know. Notice that if a woman catch a man cheating, the first question she always asks, do you love her? Okay. I'm getting off track here. But ladies, let me tell y'all something real quick, okay? Because a lot of times y'all hard here, y'all don't want to believe this shit, okay? Men do not equate love with sex. It is what it is. I know y'all some hard-headed creatures yourself. Y'all don't want to believe this shit. A man can screw 10 women and don't think nothing about it. Matter of fact, by the time he gets to his car, he done forgot about what he just did the last hour, because he's worried about what he got to take care of at his house. He got to worry about making sure the kids' homework is done, making sure they get in the shower, making sure clothes. He worries about all that shit. Do not think for a minute, because your man, if you catch a man, have screwed somebody else that he loves him. Unless he says he loves her, don't assume it. But, you know, y'all always do. That's why the first question out y'all mouth is always, well, do you love her? Hell no. It was just something to do because you ain't giving me none. I'm just playing, y'all. This is my Chris Tucker impersonation. But anyway, the chick calls the dude's house. You know what? If you bone somebody once or twice, you know, you know, always remember men always have the fact of deniability. You know what I'm saying? Because a man can always say, man, that chick just been trying to give me some ass, and, you know, she just mad because I won't give her no attention. You know what I'm saying? But when you've been pounding a chick out 4 or 5 times a damn week for 8, 9, 10 months or a year, it's kind of hard to deny that shit right there. When she started, I'm going to tell y'all something else, man. Women are smart. You'll be amazed how many of your side pieces got little diaries and shit hidden down, written down somewhere. They got dates, times. Hey, you'll be amazed, man. I'm just saying, be smart. But, like I said in my book, if the person you cheat with don't have as much to lose as you do, you put yourself in a bad situation. Now, a girl calls dude's wife, has a whole conversation with her ass for like an hour. I mean, just tell her there. And the wife sat down and listened, because she always knew something was up. Because, you know, she like, well, hell, he ain't spending no time with me. You know, well, I understand we got problems, but damn, you got to be out there like that. You know, well, we don't communicate, you know, or whatever it is. Okay? Now, this goes back to what I said in the beginning, what I said in my book. If you don't mess around with someone that has just as much to lose as you do. Now, you know what? If she'd have been married, you think she would have called that dude's damn house? Well, been to his job, or, you know, acting a fool like that? Hell no. Because guess what? Now, you can call my house and told my wife that me and you been kicking it for a year. Okay, that's cool. Because when I get home, you know, I say, hey, look, you know what? We did it once or twice. Okay? But now, I'm going to call your damn husband and tell him I've been pounding your ass out 3, 4, 5 times a week for the last year, you know, getting shit that he not getting. And let's see how that work out on your end. This is what I'm saying right here. Lower your own risk. If you're going to get out there and act a fool, make sure the person you're dealing with got just as much to lose. Because trust me, don't no woman want no side piece calling her husband, telling her husband that he been pounding her out for a damn month, for a week, month, years, whatever. Because, see, a dude can always say, look, baby, that chick been trying to give me some ass. Or he could just fess up and say, yeah, you know, we, you know, hey, man, for whatever reason, you know, I kicked it with her. You know, we did it a few times. And, hey, you can fess up to it. But now, when you come home after I call your husband, oh, it ain't going to be no fessing up the shit. It's going to be you running out the damn door, or he acting a fool and somebody end up in jail or dead or something. I'm just saying, minimize your own risk if you're going to get out there and act a fool. Because them side pieces will wild out on you. Now, last week, we had where the guy found out that his spouse was sleeping with his partner. But not only that, he read a text where she said that she enjoyed the anal sex from the dude's friend, and that was her first time ever doing it. This is grounds for somebody getting an ass with her. Somebody call my boys and tell them to have the bail money ready. First of all, you screwing my boy. Second of all, I've been married to you and taking care of your ass for all these years, and you letting this dude get some A shot and I can't get none? And I don't know. I wrote this in my book also. Okay, y'all check it out now. Okay, I wrote in my book, I have another chapter about sex. And I say in my book, your partner, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, especially your wife, especially your husband, okay? Because when you get married, you stuck with their ass until somebody die or just get mad and leave or whatever. But during that time that you marry, your partner has to be your number one damn freak. Okay? I don't care what kind of deranged sex act you come up with. Damn it, they need to do it, or you need to keep trying to do it till they say just get mad and say, screw you, F you. I'm not doing that shit. I don't give a damn what you say, who you say, blah, 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 blah. Because there's nothing worse. And this is why men get so mad when they find out that their wife was cheating or their girlfriend was cheating. Men get so mad because they know that there's a door that's open that they ain't never been in, so they wondering if the other dude's been there, okay? I'm just telling y'all the truth, man. That's why dudes get mad when they find out that their girl been cheating, because if they're not the type of dude that's going to push you to the edge, or even with women. Like, I know women that have husbands that, A, they don't like head. They don't like to give head or receive head. Now, I don't know too many dudes that want their girl giving them some head. But here's the weird thing. Guys out here, they don't want their wife to give them head, but they want their girlfriend to give them head. Because these dudes they marry these women, and they treat them like they porcelain dogs, like they're going to damn break. Okay? Well, I don't want my wife to give me head because that's my wife. Dude, you don't know how many dicks your wife will suck before you marry her. So now all of a sudden, you don't want her to do you. Dude, you got to take care of her, okay? You spend the money every month to take care of her, okay? Now, I'm just going to say, if there are certain sex acts that you just not going to do, not comfortable doing, you're leaving the door open. I'm just saying, you're leaving the door open, whether it's the male or the female. Because there are certain married women that are out here that deny their husband all kinds of sex stuff, but then you still expect the dude to do right, but then you expect the dude to still get up and go to work every damn day to take care of your ass. You want a dude to work his butt off, make sure you got a nice lifestyle, a nice ride, a fat crib, but you still denying the man sex, okay? You denying certain acts. Like, I know women that say, well, I'm not sucking no dick. I don't care who it is. Okay, so you say that when you get married. Okay, when you're out there looking for a boyfriend, you're sucking everybody's dick because you're trying to get a husband. I'm just saying, I'm just keeping it real. You got certain married women that say, hey, I'm not doing anal sex. Not ever. I mean, once a year, twice a year, I ain't never doing it. Okay, you're leaving the door open. But then you get mad when you're finding out that your man would cheat. And then when you're asking, well, why you cheat? Oh, she gave me head and she let me do an A shot. Then, well, you should be mad at yourself because that's your job. But then you say some old dumb shit like, well, men should learn how to keep it in their pants. Well, you know what? It's kind of hard to keep it in your pants when you're working your ass off and spending all your money at home and you begging for booty at home and women out here trying to give you booty on the street. I don't know. Go figure it out, y'all. Now, same thing with men. You know, if you got a freaky wife, you knew she was damn freaky before you married her ass, okay? If your wife is a high-caliber freak, I'm talking about one of them chicks that want to go to, what's that damn freaky place over there in Atlanta? Trapeze, okay? If you married a chick that like group sex, how you going to get mad when she asked you to do group sex after you married her? You knew she was a damn freak in the beginning. Well, guess what? If you're not willing to do group sex because that's what she wants and she asked for it and you don't want to give it to her, guess what? You're going to find your wife at trapeze getting that group sex, okay, whether you there or not. I'm just saying, man, be careful what you ask for, but you have to make sure that you and your partner are sexually compatible and not just in the normal crap that y'all do, but in all the abnormal shit that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I got to handcuff you to the bed and put the little red ball in your mouth every night? But hell, I mean, once or twice a month. You know, I might be feeling freaky like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, once or twice a month, you know, I might want to give you some A shot. Or once or twice a month, you might want me to, you know, you might want to tie me up and spank me on the ass or something. I don't know. But y'all need to work that stuff out, because guess what? If you leave that door open at some point, who knows, somebody might walk through it. You know what I'm saying? People always say persistency. If you're persistent, it'll pay off. And if there's a dude out there that's persistent on your girl, you know, constantly giving her compliments, you know, telling her legs look good, her teeth look good, her hair look good, and you're not doing that, eventually, at first it might be, you know, she might ignore the dude, but at some point she might start back talking back to him. Because you're not telling her she looks good or whatever, you know? And then, hey, one thing, one conversation can lead to your girl arched up on somebody's couch getting it. Or vice versa, you know, you're not giving your man no attention at home. Hey, he might just be out having a drink. One conversation end up to phone numbers being exchanged. Hey, and eventually, hey, he might end up with some chick with a mouth full of ice giving him head because you don't want to do it. I'm just saying, man, be careful out there. Well, man, my hour has blown by. I guess everybody's watching Empire because nobody's talking to me tonight. But my show is recorded, so you can always go back and listen to it on another day. So, all right, I'm going to get me another little swig here. And I hope that the information that I relayed tonight help somebody, save somebody, and keep somebody out of the cemetery and somebody out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, you don't know unless you hear the information. Once you hear it, you can analyze it and say, you know what? Damn, Leo was talking about me tonight. I think I need to change my situation. But until you hear the information, you don't know. You know, that, hey, that's how the world operates. Once you are enlightened, then you have no excuse, okay? Everything else, you put it on yourself. So with that being said, you know, my 60 minutes is up. I had a great time talking to whoever is out there listening or talking to myself. Let me tell you, I do that sometimes too. Hey, man, I will be back next week right here from 9 to 10 p.m. This is Relationship CPR. I am your host, Leo Garrett. Also, let me plug in a couple of people, a couple of websites, okay, before I go. Now, you want to check out my books, you can purchase my books at my website, RelationshipRules101.com. Give some shout out to a couple of my friends that got their own business. Big shout out to my boy, Bruce, and his beautiful wife, Chef Erica. My boy Bruce owns a company called Gotcha Goat. They sell goat meat to all the Kroger stores. So if you you can hit my boy's website. I think he got a website at gotchagoat.com. Big shout out to my boy Mike, my boy Martin. They are the owners of Decatur Atlanta Printing in Decatur, Georgia. So if you need some quality print work done, go to DecaturAtlantaPrinting.com, DAP.com, or you can just call them up, tell them, hey, you boys, you friends with Leo Garrett, they'll hook you up on the discount. So DecaturAtlantaPrinting.com, my boy Mike and Martin, my homeboy Big Bruce, that got your goat. I think he got a website, gotyourgoat.com, or you can just purchase their fresh Georgia-grown fresh goat meat at all the Kroger stores. You can check me out at RelationshipRules101.com. Also, if you got dread, y'all, you got to check my boy Kaleem's website out, DreadHeadWorld.com. My boy got all the hottest gear for people that's rocking dread, DreadHeadWorld caps, dry fit caps, snapbacks, T-shirts, and my man got a whole new line coming out springtime with new colors and all that good stuff. So check him out at DreadHeadWorld.com. Yo, this your boy Leo Garrett signing off for Relationship CPR Raw and Uncut. Peace.
Freaking like no one has ever made you feel, yeah.